Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Okay, here we are, 7 after the hour, another hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, with media paying attention to our every word, Jay Kirshner. We better be careful about what we say here on the Good Day Show. Somebody might want to remove us from the premises because we've said something incendiary. Ooh-wee, ooh-ah-ah. All right, so you were not here yesterday to celebrate Valentine's Day. I thought perhaps the best acknowledgement of Valentine's Day in general is to ask if anybody listening to the program has had any relative or friend who had a new baby born on Valentine's Day. I think that would be a cool day for a baby to be born. And there is a lot of focus on that kind of stuff, which is kind of the good side of what people are talking about in part today. So how about it? It's easy for you to be in touch. Social media for the Good Day program includes on Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show and on Twitter, Good Day On Air, and the newly enhanced Steffen line or the Doug line. What do we call this thing? The
Doug
phone line. The Doug line, 855-999-3684, which easily translates to 855-999-DOUG, D-O-U-G. What do you think? Anybody have a baby born? Did you welcome a new baby in your family or friends or your circle? Help yourself to that. Share with us as we get into the issues of the day, the events of the day, the things that matter, including an overview of that Black Hawk helicopter crash onto the highway in Alabama yesterday. Two people in the helicopter were killed instantly. The crash occurred near the intersection of a couple of county roads. The helicopter belonged to the Tennessee National Guard. So here we have these two guardsmen. Not clear, I didn't get from watching, listening, reading, whether this was a training mission or were they out to help somebody. Why was the helicopter in the air? One would wonder as people are trying to determine what happened.
It's not just every day you see a Black Hawk helicopter flying around.
No, exactly. So at any rate, the investigation will continue. I can't really talk much about it until there is some sort of definitive overview of what happened. Law enforcement's looking into this. The feds will look into it. Everybody will look into it because it actually was that helicopter is part of the program the federal government has of giving municipalities or counties or local government excess inventory. If they have excess, like, why would they have an excess Black Hawk helicopter? Who knows? They cost tens of millions of dollars to build. And that brings us to something else. One of the great things about conversation radio is you can go down different streets. And after we have a moment thinking about these two fellas that were in the helicopter.
Just the unimaginable loss of these families.
Right. Yep. Now we talk about why they had a Black Hawk helicopter. Were they trained properly? The Black Hawk helicopter is the most difficult, the most complicated of all the helicopters that are in service in our country. And it kind of reminds me of what we've talked about with regard to sending our troops over to Ukraine to either teach the Ukrainians how to run our tanks because there is complicated to run as flying an airplane. This helicopter is a complicated machine. And so wondering whether there's something there. Again, we can speculate and wonder, and it's a waste of time. But I do want to point out that there is a government program, in case you have forgotten, that is abused by municipalities, the state, more the federal government, the Department of Defense, than any other program that's on the top of my tongue, top of my head right now, tip of my tongue, top of my head. And that is the application that goes in before the end of every federal fiscal year from municipalities, local governments, asking for whatever may be quote-unquote surplus government equipment. But investigations in the past, over the past, I think, 10 years, it seems to me, I'd go back and research this a little bit better, but in the last 10 or 12 years, there have been several different organizations, including the government's own, the Government Accounting Office, looking into this program of doling out these things, the SWAT. You know, you can see in the police departments, I remember in my own town of Framingham, they applied for and were given one of these quote-unquote excess SWAT vehicles that they kept for a year or so, but because, A, it was too big to go up and down the roads, some of the narrow roads here, and B, they really didn't have anybody who was trained in operating it properly, they got rid of it. But they had it for a while, and you see these SWAT things. That's only another example, but you can come up with armaments, guns, ammunition, anything that might be in the purview of the Department of Defense that they consider quote-unquote excess. Well, in fact, what the government found out was they were manufacturing things deliberately more than what they needed to dole out this stuff, but it was a deal once again with the military-industrial complex of taking the money that's there, let's use it all up, because if you don't use it up, you won't get it the next year. That's the government philosophy. They don't do zero-based budgeting. They take whatever the amount was you spent last year and will increase it by whatever exponential number, whatever the cost of living increase is. So if you spent $700 billion last year, you can spend $707 billion this year, whether you need it or you don't need it. That's how they think in the federal government. So with all of these tools of war, with all of this stuff around that isn't being used, and in fact, is in some cases, the government found it was manufacturing these things to excess to give them without charge to municipalities who will apply for it like a grant. So this brings into question, for my mind, whether or not the Black Hawk helicopter that was being used in Alabama by these guys was there as a result of this program. Did they know how to fly them? And did they know how to, more importantly, maintain them? That was the big thing, now that I recall, here in Framingham. The reason they got rid of this big, huge SWAT machine was because they couldn't maintain it, because there were things about it that were proprietary. And it kind of reminds me of John Deere and the right to repair. The people who build them, they don't want to share with you how to fix them. They want to come fix them themselves and charge you $150 an hour to do it. So I think there's a lot of rotten stuff in here, and this is going to bring up, I hope it'll open a can of worms again for people to look at this, you know, whether, because Biden doesn't have any guts to do it, whether somebody else in the administration or somebody someplace in some public policy group in some way, shape, or form, they look at this again and say, wait a minute, we got to look at how these things are being doled out, who's using them, how they're using them, and more importantly, again, how are they being maintained? That, I think, is, and if it comes out that there weren't proper methods of maintaining this thing, then you go after the company that built it. I mean, there's all kinds of, you see what I, one of the reasons I love this is because we can go down about 87 streets with this story. Number one, as you suggested, Jay, is these poor people that were in it, there was no way they were going to get out alive. And so that brings us back around to if it was improperly operated, if they weren't trained right, if it wasn't maintained, then you sue the hell out of the county, you sue the hell out of the state, you sue the hell out of the federal government, and away we go. So you weren't expecting me to go down that street, were you? I started talking about this because it was just sort of, it's one of those things when Jennifer and I were talking about something that happened yesterday, it wasn't anything that you could kind of stir up and get people to think, oh, what if this or what if that or how about this? But those things do come up. And we need to talk about them. There's an issue here, or probably more than one, several issues here, as to why these guys died in this helicopter. And I won't be surprised at all if you go down any number of streets, you're going to find that what I'm saying here is quite accurate. So That's my point of view here. I'll leave it at that. So under the circumstances, your thoughts as well. Again, on social media, Facebook and Instagram, at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day On Air, or our comment line, the Doug line, 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684. You got to get that number right, 3684. We continue on Good Day after this.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.
You've got advanced prostate cancer, but you're not waiting around. You want straight talk, the facts about a Govix.
Orgovix Relagolix, 120 milligram prescription tablets, is a treatment for adults with advanced prostate cancer. Fact, Orgovix is a different kind of androgen deprivation therapy treatment, a pill, not an injection. Orgovix may cause serious side effects, including a heart condition called QT prolongation. Tell your doctor right away if you feel dizzy, faint, have a racing or pounding heart, or chest pain. Orgovix will cause harm to an unborn baby or miscarriage. Use birth control during treatment and for 2 weeks after Orgovix treatment. The most common side effects include hot flushes, increased blood sugar and blood fat levels, muscle and joint pain, decreased blood hemoglobin levels, increased liver enzymes, tiredness, constipation, and diarrhea. Other side effects include weight gain, decreased sex drive, and erectile function problems. Orgovix may cause infertility. Talk to your doctor if infertility is a concern for you.
Go with a Govix. Ask your doctor. For more facts, visit GoWithTheFacts.com.
Dell Technologies President's Day event is here with deals to power all your passions. The savings start now on select, sleek XPS laptops and more powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget, special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, plus free shipping on everything and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Just call 877-ASK-DELL for these limited-time President's Day deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
All right, so it's 18 at the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jay Kirshner and Doug focused on this Black Hawk helicopter that went down. Jay, I know you heard all the things that I was suggesting, and I want to have you as well as the folks listening. This is a pretty serious incident, and it goes beyond just the passing, the death of those two helicopter pilots. It goes way into all of the deep stuff that I was talking about. And I always like you as a modifier, or Jennifer, when she's here, to have another eyes and ears on it. So what do you think about all the things that I contend are part and parcel to this? There are a lot of issues that are tied to this, not just the event itself.
Well, the question, too, is, like you had mentioned earlier, what were they doing? Why were they even out? Was it a training exercise? Was it part of something else? But I feel like with everything that's been going on recently, there's just so much hush-hush anymore.
Uh-huh.
It's like the people, the public are not getting any information for anything. We have those, the unidentified objects that have been in the air that followed the balloon.
Yep.
There are other things where we are finding that even the administration keeps things from presidents themselves.
Yep.
And it's just, who are you supposed to trust? How are you supposed to trust anything? And I feel like that in big part started becoming really prevalent with the COVID situation. I know we're so tired of hearing COVID, but still, the solid trust in the government and politicians really started waning a couple of years ago.
Yeah. It started, in a manner of speaking, with Fauci and some of the other stuff that Trump said about vaccines. And, yeah, you can go across the board to people who are drinking whatever Kool-Aid is handy by and then using, they cover stuff up. And it's illegal, it's dishonest, it's deceitful, and it doesn't serve the public good. There's a frame of reference called the public good and necessity or something like that. And that's what we need to have here, a thorough vetting. I want to know how much of this program that I was just talking about is in fact still in force. All right, speaking of the balloons, we'll talk about the Chinese in the next half hour as we continue here on Good Day. It makes it 21 after the hour. By my eye, looking at the old TikToker on the wall.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
It's now 23 after the hour. Your lifetime ticket to information, conversation. What matters is just tuning into the Good Day program. And yeah, for a lot of people, it's been much of their lives. We heard from somebody yesterday, Jay, who was an older lady who said she'd been listening to me, I think, was it for 30 years or something? Was that what she said? Do you remember James? James Collins.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, something like that. Anyway.
Nice.
So thank you. There are a lot of things that have happened over these last 2 years that are still worth thinking about. And one of them is a question that I had early on when Raquel Welch first came on the scene. Was there a bigger and... No, probably shouldn't use those words, but if was there anybody who represented the sexiness of some female actresses better than Raquel Welch? I don't think there was, frankly. I think she was somebody that was
You could be both once upon a time. She proved that you could.
Yeah, right. She's a good actress. Very smart, good businesswoman. So we'll talk about the passing of Raquel Welch in a moment here. Ladies and gentlemen, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. The invention of MyPillow, it's really something that so many people have loved, always talking about the pillows and how great they are. Well, it's been 20 years since it was developed, so there's new technology around making MyPillow even better. That's what MyPillow 2.0 is, the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with a brand new fabric that's made with a temperature-regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0, the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you will ever own. So say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. More great news on the MyPillow 2.0. Buy one, get one free. It's the BOGO deal with the promo code DS. Get it now. Two of them for the price of one. 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DS.
Iconic actress and sex symbol Raquel Welch has died. Born in 1940 Chicago, Raquel was in the spotlight from a young age, whether from performing in theater, winning beauty titles, or even becoming a weather forecaster on the television in San Diego. She rose to international fame for her 1966 back-to-back act acting role in the film Fantastic Voyage and 1 Million Years BC, the latter due to her deerskin bikini outfit, which made her an iconic international sex symbol. She went on to make several television variety specials and starred in many films, including Bedazzled, Myra Breckinridge, and 100 Rifles. She won a Golden Globe for her performance in the 1974 classic The Three Musketeers and was nominated for another for her role in the film Right to Die. We remember iconic American actress Raquel Welch.
Ranked number 3 in Playboy's all-time 100 sexiest stars of the 20th century. She was on, she and Cher, there's a video around of when the two of them were on TV together. It was hysterical. Oh, my God, yeah. She was married 4 times. She has 2 children, I think, that came from her second or third husband or last husband. I'm not sure which one. But anyway, she was quite the presence. Let's put it that way, and she was smart. Where a lot of people think that if you look like that, you can't be very bright.
And that was one of the things with being a sex symbol. It was like, no, you can't be funny, you can't be smart, you can't be a good actor. And look at her with her awards for
her business acumen. Remember, she was on one night with Johnny Carson, and it was again hysterical. Because Carson obviously couldn't keep his eyes off of her boobs. And so, and the audience was playing along with all of this stuff. But that took away from her credibility and her, the fact that she was a good actress, you know, the way she looked. But she played on it, kind of like Dolly Parton plays on her boobs. You know, it's the same kind of stuff. But it's demeaning to think that that's all that she stood for, either one of them. Raquel Welch was quite the spirit, if you will. So it's sad to note her passing, especially she was only 82. 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, there's nothing more detrimental to the human-animal relationship than misconception. Too many guardians interpret a pet's behavior in human terms and never stop to think about what the pet is really doing and even more importantly, why. The most important lesson you can learn as a pet therapist or a pet guardian is the value of stopping and thinking before you yell or punish a pet for what you see as an infraction. Examine every possible reason for your dog or cat's behavior. If I had a nickel for every client over the years who began a session by saying, Warren, my dog is just plain stupid, I would have retired a long time ago. In 9 out of 10 cases, it's neither stupidity nor is it spite. It's the guardian's inflexibility and his persistence in seeing a problem only from one angle. Can you imagine if dogs didn't have an open mind, more of an open mind than we had? We very often correct our dogs for behavior that's normal to them. So understand your pet's behavior, understand their body language, understand their noises, and you'll have a much, much stronger relationship, and you'll be fair to your pet. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The city of Oakland, California fired its police chief over the alleged cover-up of an officer's misconduct. Democrat Mayor Sheng Tao announced she was firing police chief LaRon Armstrong Wednesday after an independent investigation concluded the chief and the department failed to properly investigate and discipline Sergeant Michael Chung, who was involved in a hit-and-run while on duty, and firing his gun in an elevator at police headquarters. The mayor:
publicly discussing the merits of these discipline cases would be highly inappropriate, that there are systemic issues and the city needs to address them, and that we cannot simply write them off as mistakes.
Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley announced she is running for President of the United States in 2024.
Ready to move past the stale ideas and faded names of the past. And we are more than ready for a new generation to lead us into the future.
Lance Pryor, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
At Staples, you can count on every project being print perfect, guaranteed.
I need presentations and brochures printed, and they have to be perfect.
Your bounded presentations, brochures with the finest folds, and more will be done right every time. That's our print big promise. Now at Staples, get $10 off your document printing and marketing materials order of $50 or more, plus 20% back by a store bonus. Try Staples and see the difference. Ends 2/25, rewards members only. Bonus must be redeemed in store. See staples.com/stores/printbig for details.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
The Doug Line's available. You have the opportunity right now to talk about what matters to you, your thoughts, your opinion. Let's have it. Jay and I are ready, willing, and able to hear. And more importantly, the audience wants to know what you're thinking. They want to hear it in your voice. So let's go, Jay.
Have your voice heard and join the conversation by calling the Doug Line.
855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684. Dabba-dabba-doo, 34 after the hour. Doug Steffens Good Day Program. It's February the 16th. Is it? Yeah, yesterday. Oh, Valentine's Day was 2 days ago. Where have I been? I was thinking yesterday was Valentine's Day. Today's Thursday, right? Tuesday was Valentine's Day. I just lost a day.
I feel like the whole week kind of goes.
Valentine's week.
The 13th, that's Galentine's. 14th is Valentine's. And then what is it? 15th is Single Awareness Day?
Yes, there we go. Yes. Leaving us all speechless, perhaps. I want to congratulate a couple of stations, one of which I think carries us down to Shreveport, Louisiana. They were around collecting hundreds of handmade Valentine's Day cards for children who are in the hospital. Cards for children. This was patients checking in for treatment at, I think, there's a Shriners Hospital down in Shreveport. So congratulations. What a great idea and something to be promoted, acknowledged. Congratulations, that kind of stuff, because that really does set a really good tone. Okay, speaking of tones being set, apparently, because now people are realizing, yes, the phone works and we can talk to Doug or we can leave messages, whatever, at 855-999-DOUG. Here's our new Doug Steffen program director.
Well, why are you ignoring Seymour Hersh figuring out that the United States government blew up the Nord Stream pipeline? Maybe that's why they are worried about that silly Chinese balloon. Because they don't want us to think about who blew up the Nord Stream pipeline. Oh, but you guys would never ignore a big story like the Nord Stream pipeline being blown up by our own Navy, would you? Well, stop ignoring it. Acting like your head, like your eyes are open instead of having your head up a dark, warm place. Bye.
Okay. Well, listen, we're inviting people to share their thoughts, whatever it is that takes your head to a certain place. Help yourself to 855-999-DOUG. So the gentleman was referring to reporter Seymour Hersh and his article on, there's an article and there's a bunch of interviews about how, quote, America took out the Nord Stream pipeline. This was something that occurred last year, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, September 2022, and the whole story was that Russia took out their own pipeline.
Yeah.
And his theory, Seymour Hersh's theory, is that the U.S. Navy carried out the sabotage with the help of Norway, mm-hmm. and cites a source with quote-unquote direct knowledge of the operational planning.
Right. And, of course, you, who helps me plan the items that we talk about, you were deliberate in keeping that from me, right? You didn't want me to know that because you didn't want us to talk about it because this is something that we ought not to uncover, right? We're complicit in the nature of keeping this from the headlines and keeping it from the American
people.
Well,
exactly. I am the keeper of the stories we discuss. It is the Doug Steffen Good Day Show, but let's be real. I'm Doug Steffen.
Okay, good for you. Congratulations.
This is the just in case nobody knows, that is all sarcasm.
Right. No. We've become binary here on the Good Day program, so we're going to change everybody's pronouns, and we're going to make sure everybody's woke. And as a matter of fact, I can assure you we're both awake, and therefore we are woke. There it is, the story of the... Seymour Hersh was a Pulitzer Prize winner, I think, wasn't he? He's recovered a lot
that
of things.
Sounds about right.
Going back to the Vietnam War.
Yeah, when most people think of Seymour Hersh, they do think of the words legendary investigative journalist. So
now,
he is pretty... just some random person with a blog.
No, this is actually, he started, now I'm really going back in my mind to when I was a senior in college, that the fact that he was able to ferret out the story about the My Lai massacre, where American soldiers killed 500 Vietnamese women and children and old men, that really created a stir. The anti-war activists really got into high gear after that. And then there was a formation in the Senate of what was called the Church Committee, which led to reforms in how we conducted ourselves in circumstances like this. And he also got into the Abu Ghraib prisoner abuse scandal in Iraq. So he's been right more than he's been wrong. And that's why he has these Pulitzer Prizes. That's why people pay attention to him. But, sir, I don't pay attention to every single thing. We can't talk about every single thing that comes up the pike or down the pike. However, this is, I agree with you. We didn't try to keep
about
it from
conversation.
You. But it's a great conversation about something, whether it's just the Russian pipeline and how we are trying to, we're saying we're not involved in what what's going on in Ukraine, that's a bunch of hokey pokey, because we are, in many different ways, we're up to our Mickey in it. And so there are a lot of people who are looking at this. It's a feather in, I suppose, Seymour Hersh's cap to expose this. The Navy divers that he says planted the remotely triggered explosives on the pipelines. It was a NATO operation. There were a lot of people, I guess, close in who probably didn't make it out. But you know, what am I going to have a tear about us blowing up a pipeline that is a Russian pipeline? Maybe I should look at it more. I'm not a fan of the government. Let's put it that way. And no matter who's in charge, the government is always not the government is not always operating in your best interests or even the best interests of the country. The government is almost a separate part of. I go back to what we were talking about in the last half hour, which you can catch by listening to our program that plays back all day, every day at gooddayshow.com. So if you didn't hear us talking about the Black Hawk helicopter that went down and then the ancillary stories around it, like how did they come by one of them anyway? Was it properly maintained? Were they trained to operate it? Part of a big government program of giving away excess military material that supposedly isn't needed. And I don't know why. Maybe Seymour Hersh needs to look into this, go back over the history of the program that allocates this hardware to local police and communities and the states around the country. Supposedly it's excess, but the government accounting office found out, and again, Seymour Hersh would be good digging around in this, that in fact there were plenty of times over the last 20 years or so where the government had asked they wanted to spend whatever they have in their budget. So if they have $700 billion in the budget and they've only spent $699 billion, we got another billion to play with. Let's go build some toys and we'll give them away to people around the country who say they need them. They apply for a grant, they get the whatever it is, the SWAT truck, tank,
and then we wonder where
guns.
It all goes.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. So Seymour Hersh, if you're listening, please go and look into that for all of us. And you can, I think that there you can expose some real corruption there. Now, whether in this case are we corrupt because we blew up a Russian pipeline, or are we corrupt because
allegedly,
we didn't know that we blew up a pipeline? We weren't told that we were blowing up a...
A simple Google search will bring this up, and it does not bring up anything of ABC News, Fox, CBS, Today, anything that most
so-called news organizations. Yeah, right,
yes,
exactly.
Nowhere to be found.
Yep, no. All right, sir. So hopefully our new program director, Julio Iglesias, is happy with the way we covered that story, talked about it now. Speaking about our friends the Russians, let's move around a little bit to China. Now the Chinese are talking about taking extreme measures against us because we took extreme measures against them. They got a lot of balls from these people, I'll tell you that. They said that they are thinking about taking measures against us and our government. We are, quote, entitled to retaliate for the U.S. downing of a Chinese balloon. Well, we suspect it was a spy balloon, and you're looking pretty... But to speak to your point, Jay, that you made a few minutes ago about the government not telling us anything, I want to know what they have found so far. They've been working on the downed balloon for over a week. Actually, they got a couple of different examples. So what are they finding? There's a little bit leaking out here and there as to what maybe was the hardware, including some stuff that was made in America. But there's so little information. People are asking questions. And instead of the people in charge coming up with explanations, they don't say anything. It's kind of like the pilot of a plane. You're going through turbulence, and he doesn't say anything to you on the speaker. It's like, hello, it's there. You know it's there. You think it's going to go away because you don't say anything about it? Where's your leadership? Where we deserve to know some of the things that we know. For example, the waste of time talking about all of these secret papers that the news media seems to be so, you know, they wanted to go after Trump, but then the other guys have them too, so they had to sort of soft pedal the original focus on Trump because everybody's doing it. And that's important to know. What's more important? The fact that we blew up the Russian pipeline and didn't know it, or the fact that Biden took home some papers that nobody really, you could use them to rub, you know, wipe your butt with. They're about that important. Anyway,
and that's the good point of, like, oh, look over here. It's like magicians. Look at what the right hand is doing so you don't actually see what the left hand is doing. And there's still, I have been searching because this is living rent-free in my mind, but I want to know why the airspace above Lake Michigan was briefly shut down, and then that was canceled. No other mention of it. And this was during when all of those different UFO things were being shut down.
Right, the balloon, yeah. Right.
That apparently followed the path of the balloon. So did they come from the balloon? Did the balloon drop those things off that just kind of hovered there? Or what's going on? But again, why was the airspace closed above Lake Michigan and then canceled? Just nothing. No rhyme or reason, no explanation.
The Chinese Foreign Minister, Wang Wenbin, didn't give any details about what he thought should be done to take whatever the quote-unquote measures are against the U.S. China says the balloon was an unmanned weather airship. Okay, so that's great. But what the hell is it doing over America? Why do you have 60 of them floating around here and there? And then what do you do with the information? Are you making it public so you can help the people around the world understand what weather patterns and what things are going on in the jet stream that we ought to know about? Come on. It's like they deny that they let the Wuhan virus out of the cage there in the laboratory in Wuhan. They're just liars. And they lie and lie and lie and lie. And so why would, but you know what? I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute, they're politicians. So they do in China, politicians do in China, what the politicians do here and everywhere else. They get into power, they take advantage of the power, and they take advantage of the people who gave them the power, i.e. you and me. Or ever voted for him. Not that this guy was ever really voted on. They said they had an election, but it's like in Russia when Putin was elected by a popular accolade. Yeah, if you didn't vote for Putin, they shoot you. So there you go. Okay, I think we need a rest for a minute, please. 48 after on Good Day.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
It looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab you a trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
Hello there. My name is Seychelle, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is the punch of flavors that's unlike any other. You get the crispy tenderness of the chicken and that hint of sourness from the pickles. Ta-da!
Hey, I'm Juan, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is you know you're going to get chicken that's crispy, golden, and juicy. This is the gold standard of chicken sandwiches.
Order the original Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customers paid for their testimonials.
Celebrating living legends of Black history, brought to you by Charmin. Back in a moment.
We all gotta go, right? But why not enjoy the go with Charmin? You need something soft and long-lasting? Well, they got you with Charmin Super Mega Rolls. Charmin knows softness counts when wiping your hiney. Charmin is irresistibly soft and more absorbent, so you can use less. Now, I don't know about you, but my family can run through some toilet paper. But not with Charmin and their long-lasting Super Mega Rolls. We all go, so why not enjoy the go with Charmin?
Born Shirley Ann Caesar in Durham, North Carolina in 1938, young Shirley started singing at age 12. After her dad died suddenly, Caesar's singing in churches helped to support the household. With a career that has spanned 7 decades, Pastor Shirley Caesar has made her indelible mark on the gospel music industry by winning 11 Grammy Awards among countless others, solidifying her title as the Queen of Gospel Music, celebrating living legends of Black history with Charmin.
We'll be right back.
stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Now 53 after the hour, today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Thursday it is, the 16th of February. Jay Kirshner and Doug here to attack. Maybe that's, is that incendiary if I say we're going to attack the big stories of the day? Well, in the Farm, Food, and Family that's Department, fine. Something, yes. Well, we're going to attack some recall items in a matter of moments. First, though, let's celebrate National Almond Day by not buying any liquid that has almond and silk or whatever else it has. There's not anything that is... I don't even want to use the word milk.
Watery almond drink?
Watery almond drink, yes, right. However, almonds are great in salads. Excuse me, they can be ground up into flour. There are lots of different things.
They can be covered in dark chocolate?
Yeah, right. I have some of those around. I have lots of things covered in chocolate, and almonds are one of them. Very good, very healthy for you. They are filled with vitamin E, magnesium, lots of fiber. So if you are eating almonds, you probably will help your heart out a lot as well. So paying tribute to the powerhouses that are packed with goodness and all kinds of minerals and vitamins. They go back to 4000 B.C., sounds like a movie that Raquel Welch would have been in. The cultivation of almond trees began. The Mediterranean Sea was the place. And then they have moved around. Matter of fact, almonds were placed in King Tut's grave to nourish him in the afterlife. I hope they put lots in there because he's been gone for a long time. In the 1850s, a new industry growing and using almonds in California. The big deal is today a big deal, frankly.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, it is. So, Almond Day, yum. Excuse me. Now, recall of the day. We got to pronounce this correct. Wismedic Asian foods. Would you say that was pretty close
to
being?
Yeah, that's what I would say. Yeah, Wismedic.
Santa Fe Springs, California, recalling the 10-ounce packages of, here we go, Shirakiku, the spice seasoning product. There's all kinds of Japanese stuff in here. I'm not reading.
Well, the undeclared allergen is sesame seeds, which we've already had a story recently about the FDA has changed the guidelines for sesame seeds. Because so many people who have kind of nut allergies or seed allergies, sesame seed is one of the big ones. And these products are distributed pretty much through
all around the
United States. Yeah.
Yep. Right. The product comes in a 10-ounce clear plastic bag. Just bring them back. Anything, it doesn't even, whether you're concerned about whether it's this company or another company, if there's a question about anything, any Asian food that is prepackaged, just bring it back to the store and say, I'm sorry, there's a recall on this, I want my money back. They're not going to argue with you. They shouldn't. If they do, then don't go back, don't do your shopping there anymore. That's plain and simple.
That's the truth.
Today, Chipotle is opening a new restaurant called the Farmesa. And the focus is, it's a spinoff of the regular Chipotle Mexican Grill. Farmesa is going to serve up customized bowls focusing on healthier foods. So this is very interesting. That first one will be in Santa Monica. I'll have to check it out next week when I'm back there. I like Chipotle to a point. It's not my favorite, but I've been there a few times. Bob and I went there for lunch once a year or so ago, and it was okay. It was all right. There's a company called Kitchen United Mix. And that's they're working in tandem, Chipotle is with this outfit. They're going to officially open next month. They'll take out and deliver and that sort of thing. You can place orders online or on site. You can pick up the orders through the Test Kitchen website. But again, this is only going to be in Santa Monica, but it'll be interesting to see how it works.
Yeah, I hope it works because I would like to try something like this.
Yeah, something interesting.
Yeah, they have. You can get the bowls at Chipotle, but they're going to have more veggie options. There's protein still and grains, and of course, but you just when you want veggies and you go to Chipotle, it's like okay, peppers and onions, like that's your option.
It's going to be hot, no matter what. Yeah, so that's good. I'll check that out in Santa Monica. Okay, here's something. Here's a little advice. Those of you who like Kool-Aid, have you ever used it to clean your dishwasher? Here we go.
I never would have thought that.
New advice from, this is not, Kool-Aid hasn't come out with this, but somebody who did some work. Put it in the detergent section, run a cycle. It'll clean a toilet as well. And it can be used as a dye in paint. Kool-Aid can.
Makes you wonder why you drink.
What does it do for your stomach?
Yeah.
All right? Anyway, all right, so don't drink the Kool-Aid anymore. Use it to clean your dishwasher or your toilet. There it is. Advice from the Dugger on the Good Day program at 59 past the hour.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.